This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
It's the Crack On podcast,
produced by RNIB in Northern Ireland.
News and views from the sight loss community.
Whether you're affected by sight loss or you know someone who is,
this is your podcast.
Your voice,
your stories,
your lives.
Hashtag Crack On. And indeed, welcome to the very first Crack On podcast from RNIB in Northern Ireland. News and views from the sight loss community. I'm Michael Selby.
And I'm Joe Kenny.
And a big thank you for joining us for our very first Crack On. And coming up on the show this month, we're talking about RNIB Connect Community. What is it? Where is it? And how do you get involved?
And this podcast is even more about you. So later on, we'll be introducing our two new features. That's the 60-second share and What's the Crack? But more on that later.
Don't forget, you can contact us at any...
So that's what the podcast sounds like. Let's hear one of the voices behind the new Crack On podcast. That's Joe Kenny, who joins me now in the Crack On studio in Belfast. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Stephen. Good to talk to you.
So what's this new podcast all about, and how is it different from Sound Vision Online?
Crack On is the name we're given to our new look podcast from RNIB in Northern Ireland. We recorded our first episode there in April, and we have another one coming up, hopefully next week. I think the changes were in response to what our listeners were sort of saying to us via emails and all our phone calls we were getting. Basically, while Sound Vision Ulster and then what became Sound Vision Online a couple of years ago, it was great fun. And I mean, we had a lot of fun like producing it. That's myself and Michael Selby and Sharon Jennings and everybody who's contributed over the years. I mean, they were quite mammoth sort of 70, 80 minute long podcasts. And I think... In today's sort of modern podcast era, something shorter, something more digestible is what's needed. And I suppose Crack On was basically the culmination of that. It's more, it's 20, 30 minutes long. We deal with one subject, I suppose, rather than several, allowing you to kind of, you know, I mean, investigate something a bit more, allowing people to maybe get really into something and look at it from several angles. And then I think the main thing was to basically bring the listeners into the conversation more, and to, you know, have you, the listener, talking to us rather than, you know, us RNIB people talking to you. And I think that's the main reason for the change. And I suppose Crack On, I mean, it's C-R-A-I-C, as in having the crack. I mean, I'm sure your listeners understand that. It's fun, it's lighthearted, it's looking at aspects of living with sight loss, but from our listeners' point of view rather than RNIB's or any other organisation. So yes, we will have people talking from RNIB or Guide Dogs or other organisations that are out there, but the main point of it is to get you, the listener, involved, send in your points of view, send in your opinions, and, you know, come onto the show and tell us what you think. That's our main aim.
Yeah, you did work on Sound Vision Online for a number of years, didn't you? Why do you think it's so important to have a podcast focused around sight loss and issues relating to sight loss in Northern Ireland?
Yeah, I started working in 2009, I think it was, on Sound Vision Ulster, as it was then. I came in to, you know, help with a lot of technical stuff, and then sort of moved into the more recording and going out and getting interviews and so on. And then, of course, Sound Vision Ulster became Sound Vision Online a couple of years ago, and that's when we tried to really work on our presence on online and getting, you know, our audio content from us to you, the listener, you know, using online means instead of maybe just tapes and CDs, etc. Then, of course, we move now to Crack On, and it's basically bringing all that kind of stuff that we learned over the years, and hopefully all our listeners, and presenting it in just a slightly different way, and putting the emphasis on you, the listener, more than us, the presenter. I think, you know, having a podcast for people who live with sight loss, I mean, it's really important. I think it's a place where, whether you're blind or partially sighted, or maybe you're a family member or you have some other interest in sight loss, it's a place that you can actually be honest, talk about the things, you know, trials, tribulations, challenges, triumphs of living with sight loss in a kind of sighted world. You know, we can discuss the stuff about canes or guide dogs. We can talk about challenges with, you know, street furniture. We can talk about transport or anything that, you know, that us blinder parts of society people understand. And it's a place where anything goes, as long as it's got to do with sight loss, we can talk about it. If it's important to you, it's important to us. And that's, I think, what we're trying to really get into people's sort of psyche with Crack On.
So it really is going to be a podcast and a radio show or whatever it becomes that really is for people in Northern Ireland talking about the issues that matter.
As I said before, the idea behind, you know, Crack On and the shorter, sort of more digestible podcasts is that we can sort of, you know, we can look at one subject matter per episode. And so we can really get into it. We can look at it from several angles. We can get, you know, we can bring in the experts to tell us what it's all about. We can then hear from you, the listener. If there is an opinion out there that's not been taken into account, well, you know, this is what Crack On's for. You know, come on, tell us what you think about a given subject. And that's what we're here to do, you know, give the sight loss community that voice, that platform to say what they think. So coming up, like, I mean, our first episode was very much based on the new RNIB Connect community. And sure, we haven't heard the last of that on Crack On. It's fascinating. It's an evolving thing, and we'll be keeping a very close eye on it, and hopefully playing our part within that. I mean, our episode in May coming out next week will be about sport, leisure, activity. You know, what our listeners, as people living with sight loss, do to pass the time. You know, what's their hobbies, their sport, their leisure. And we don't mean Olympic athletes. We simply just mean, what do you, as a person out there living with sight loss, what do you do to keep fit, to pass the time, to, you know, as in recreation? So we'll be looking at that in next week's episode. We've got some great guests, and we've got some lovely little bits of audio people have sent in. And in June's episode, then, we'll be looking at sort of, you know, the built environment, as they would say, you know, getting around in today's world, whether you live in the city or out in a rural area. We want to hear about, you know, the kind of challenges and the successes that you've had as a blind person or partially-sighted person in, you know, getting around. Or maybe you've had to, you know, maybe you've had to fight with the council over something, you know, in terms of, you know, pavements or traffic lights, etc. Or maybe you just want to tell us what it's like where you live, that kind of thing. Over the summer, then, we'll be looking a little bit more maybe at families with children with sight loss. I know we've got something coming up then about, you know, parents who are blind or partially sighted and the challenges and sort of triumphs that they experience. The idea is each month we'll be looking at one particular area, and we'll be getting you, the listener, involved. And please do, you know, write in, send your emails, send, give us a ring, you know, get involved. That's what we want.
Okay, so how can people get the podcast, Joe?
Yes, so how can people listen? That's the big, important question. Well, there's several ways. Well, we're on Audioboom, so you can basically find us at www.audioboom.com/channel/crack-on. Or, as I found, the much quicker way is to do a Google search for RNIB Crack On, and you'll find us much quicker. Those of you with Apple devices, you can subscribe to our podcast, that if you just search for Crack On or RNIB Crack on your podcast app. You can also ask for your name to be added to our email list, and so every time we upload a new episode, we'll email you the link to the Audioboom page, and you can go and listen. Above everything, we want you, the listener, to get in touch with us here in Belfast. So the best way to do that is you can phone us on 02890 329373. That's 02890 329373. You can email crackon, C-R-A-I-C-O-N, at rnib.org.uk. That's crackon at rnib.org.uk. You can also find us on social media. You can search for RNIB Northern Ireland on Facebook or Twitter, and you'll find us there. Just give us a follow or a like and say hello. No problem at all.
Thanks, Joe. Looking forward to hearing it.
Thanks, Stephen.
So over the years. We're back in May, hopefully with Sharon along too. But for now, from me, Michael Selby.
And from me, Joe Kenny.
Keep smiling and crack on. Bye for now.
For downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.